All right, now it gives me the great pleasure to introduce our speaker tonight. It's Arlene with 26 years.
Everybody for showing up. It's kind of hard to share my experience, strengths, and hope with somebody if you guys aren't here to help me to support. If you notice in the first ship, it says the word we. That means I can't do this alone. It doesn't matter how much time I have, whatever. I love that sign right there. It doesn't matter how much time you caught. It says keep coming back no matter what. I am no different than the newcomer, the old timer, than anything else. I'm an arm length from a drink, just like everybody else. I'm not afraid to be honest to you guys today, and that took a long time for that to happen, because you know what? I've said so many stories that I actually believed a lot of them. So if I say some of the stories and they're not true, just come to me afterwards and I'll try to correct it, you know? Okay, again, my name is Arlene. I was born in 1951. If you want to add it up really quick, it's 71 years. I did not have a good childhood. I ended up being at 7 years old, already taking care of a house and three brothers. A mom and a dad that kept finding ways not to come home because I was there to take care of everything. The house, the cleaning, the cooking, everything. I do not know if you guys came into that trap when you first came in here. A little by little, that will stop, because end up taking care of yourself instead of taking care of everybody else. Because you can't help anybody if you don't take care of you. You know, Alcoholic Anonymous has taught me so much. It actually taught me how to read and write. I could not do that when I came in here. So when they used to hand me a thing to read, I'd always say, I didn't bring my glasses. Or I'd go to the restroom when I see them trying to put it all out. And you know what? It's okay. If that's what you got to do right now, it's okay. You know, I'm here to share my experience, strength, and hope. I asked a couple of gentlemen, what did you want to hear? And that was part of it. So apparently they're going to learn a little bit about me and how I did it and how I'm staying clean today without drinking or doing anything else. Now, drugs is part of my stories. I don't know if I'm going to say any of it or not, but I want to give you a heads up. I was also an addict. Okay. When I first came into the program, the men were afraid of me. The women didn't like me. And I guess that happens to everybody when they first come in here. You know, either you're chasing the man or you're trying to be something you're not. Okay? When I first came in this program, you ladies eventually came up to me and says, Arlene, you need to wear underwears underneath your little dresses. I didn't know that because I was not brought up. I was bringing everybody else up and not myself. So when I came to the program of Alcoholic Anonymous, I was dressing for me. I was not dressing for you because I never got to dress up. You know, I was like a little Barbie. And actually, I was only 130 pounds when I came in here. Through the whole years of recovery, I gained that 100 pounds. You know, we change addictions. We eat. We like to go out and eat. We love chocolate. The big book talks about chocolate. You know what I mean? So I was a glutton for punishment there. I went up to 230 pounds. Right now, I'm down to 180, but it was a very slow process. It came on a whole lot faster than it's going away, you know. And I had one mom and I had a dad, and things happen in this world on God's time, not my time. When I came into the program, I was 46 years old. I came in here March 29th, 1996. So I do have 26 years, 5 months, and 20 days, because who's counting, right? So it comes up a total of 9,669 day at a time. My sponsor, I love her so much, she really tolerated me, because you know what, I'm not an easy person, and I'm not. And that's okay, because you know what, she allowed me to make my mistakes. She allowed me to learn the word I. And when I learned the word I had to stop blaming you. I had to stop blaming my past. I even had to stop blaming the alcoholism. I had to be responsible for how I react, how I respond, and what I did. And when you guys taught me that, it was a scary thing. Because number one, when you start doing these steps in order as they suggest, the second step, you know, the first one is to admit that we're powerless. We all know that, right? Or we wouldn't be in here. And we were having a living problem. And guess what it was called? Ego in life. That's what I was. I wanted to be the center of attention. So you guys, when you invited me to speak, favorite subject, me. Oh, I. And you know what? Like I said, I had a mom, and my mom and I never got along. I mean, never did. My mom never loved me. She never kissed on me. She never hugged me. She never held my home. I mean, my hand. She just did not tolerate me because I didn't find out till the age of 50 that I was an alcoholic gay rape product. She did not know that she got pregnant from that event. So, of course, when the 9 months come, she goes to the hospital thinking she has kidney stones or something else that's going on in her life, and there was me. So whenever my mom saw me, and I know this happens to a lot of us in different areas of our lives or their lives, they only see that one event. So whenever she saw me or she ever corrected me, I always got hit with the hairbrush or pulled by the ponytail. Always something. I never did anything right. And it was okay. Because you guys taught me that I don't have to live that way today. So she came home with me. Then I found out at the age of 67, the man that's been called father is not my father. He adopted me when I was almost six years old. And it was surprising, and it was kind of like a relief at the same time, because you know what? He molested me from 10 to 17, till I almost got married. And the reason my first husband married me to get me out of that environment. Number one, I was mad at my mom for number one, she didn't believe me. Nobody ever believes you when you tell the truth, especially something like that. And don't think the men don't go through that stuff too. They do. They really do. And it's really a hardship, because I found out my son went through that, but he didn't tell anybody until he went to prison, you know. And there's a lot of skeleton in our closets, but you know what? That's their skeleton. I don't have to live that skeleton. I have to learn to take responsibility for what I do, what I say, and how I react, and how I respond. You know, before it was always this, you. You know what I mean? And the alcohol. And you know what? I had to be accountable. I had to be right. I had to tell myself, innermost self, first of all, I'm an alcoholic. And when I heard that for the very first time, I didn't know where it came from. I had to look and see, where did it come from? It actually came out of my own mouth. And that's when I started to accept. You guys gave me steps. You gave me this thing. It's called the Big Book of Alcoholic Anonymous. And if you don't know what it looks like, it's like this. I'm going to tell you what. It may not have any pictures in here, but I'll tell you what. It has tons of mirrors. Tons of mirrors. So by coming here to Alcoholic Anonymous, my gratefulness is I get to hear other people instead of me. And my head likes to talk to me a lot. First thing in the morning, you remember that movie, I think it's Home Improvement, where he looks over the fence and stuff like that? Well, that's how my little shitty committee is. They're waiting for me to wake up. She's awake. No, she's not. Nothing. And I mean, it starts to roll, and it starts telling me things. But you guys tell me this. Shut the F up, and let's go to a meeting. First thing in the morning, because that's when my head starts to roll. And it starts telling me something. Then I found out the reason I listened to it, because it's so close to my ears. And when one of you or somebody in the house, out of the house, at the job, whatever, says something, my hearing aids, which I don't have, goes up. And then I cop that resentment. And it talks about in the Big Book of Alcoholic Anonymous, resentment is the number one offender. So when you let that power, it says right here, we admit that we're powerless. It's just not alcohol. It's the people, the places, the things, situation, you, me, jobs, everything outside when I'm driving on the highway. Don't you know there's some idiots out there and they don't know who I am? You know? And guess what? I don't know who they are. I don't know what crisis they might be going through. They might be in a hurry to a funeral. They might be in a hurry for somebody's birthday. Or they might be, well, when we're alcoholics, we're out there waiting. We're always in a big hurry. You guys tell me I had to pause and how to slow down. Now back to my childhood. This word hope, told you not till the age of 67 I found out my father's not my father. Guess what my birth name is? Hope Sanchez. And you guys have hope up here. And I saw that maybe for the very first time at the age of 67. It could have been there the whole time. How do I know? I wasn't paying attention. I was too busy looking at all these little signs here. Have you ever, when somebody's speaking and you don't like them and you don't want to hear their stories, start reading those little tiny things right there? And that one here, it says, no one comes to AA with a success story. Or reading the thing, the 12 steps and the 12 traditions. You know, I sometimes have to do that. And God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. That's anything outside my hula hoop. The courage to change the things I can. So if I let you into my hula hoop and I cop a resentment, you know what the piece of that pie is? I allowed you in. It doesn't matter what's going on or whatever it is that's going on with you and you're sharing it with me and you're sharing this and that, all that kind of stuff. Or you hurt me, you stepped on my toe. How am I supposed to know if I owe you an amends if you don't tell me I stepped on your toes? And all day this thing is going through your mind. She stepped on my toe. I can't stand her. How many times have we done stupid things like that? We got mad at somebody for something like that. You know? But I love hearing other people's experience. That's why I come to meetings. That's why I come here, so I could see you. Thank you, by the way, for opening up the door and the gate, making the coffee, setting it all up just for us. Because remember, it's a we program. So if it wasn't for him doing what he did, there wouldn't be a meeting right now, right? So we have to remember that kind of stuff. There's so much stuff in this book here. I can't go through them all, and you ought to be glad because I can't read all that much. So you get a little bit of thing. But you know what? It talks about steps in this book, and it also talks about a prayer. I was talking to Brian earlier. There used to be 6:30 in the morning a.m. meetings. I don't know if you all remember that, but I used to come to them all the time and every day. But I'll tell you what, they used to have the third step prayer, the seventh step prayer, and the 11th step prayer. And if you want to start getting God in your life because you don't have one, that's okay. You'll get one when you're ready to get one, just like everything else. You'll get the program when it's time for you to get the program. Don't let anybody tell you you're not going to make it, because you know what? They're not you. Just because you get 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, whatever days you get, you go home and they haven't given you the key to the house. Why? You don't remember what you did for that time when you were with them. So we got to remember, you know what? We got to give ourselves time just like they got to give time. And when you do that that third step there, it says, made a decision to turn my will and my life over the care of God as I understood him. Number two is when I got my God, my higher power. One that I want, not the one I was raised with, not my mom's God, not my dad's God, not my peers God, or the kids in school God, the church God. I got to pick my own higher power. When I read that in the third step, talks about that, it says I'm God's agent. I cried. My sponsor cried. I found out I'm somewhere. I belong somewhere. And somebody loves me totally unconditionally. It didn't matter what I did, how I did it, where I did it, with who I did it. It doesn't matter that I wore short dresses, long dresses. It doesn't matter. He loved me no matter what. If I was good or if I was bad or I said something I shouldn't have. I'm human. I make mistakes. Just because we're in recovery does not mean we're going to be perfect. It talks about we're not angels. Dang it. I thought I was there for a while until you guys tell me I wasn't. But, you know, it's okay. When I came in the rooms of Alcoholic Anonymous, you girls and men have taught me so much. You guys were really smart. You didn't give me your phone number because I was afraid that they were probably afraid I was going to be their, they're going to be my next husband. I think they were afraid to give me their number because they might have been my next husband. Well, guess what? I did get married in recovery, and it lasted for 14 years. I may not have been a good wife, but I'll tell you what, I'm a hell of a good ex-wife, you know? Hard to believe, isn't it? But, you know, the time that I spend taking care of me, now I have the responsibility and I don't have to help you out. Picking up that phone when you need to talk to somebody. And it doesn't matter what time you call me. If I'm not working at church or a meeting, I'm not going to take my phone in because I don't want to disturb around me. Because I want to have respect for the rooms no matter where I'm at. So I don't take the phone with me. Please leave me messages. I will get back to you in the evening, I promise. I will. And I'm so greedy on phone calls that I'm also on the hotline for AA and NA. That's how much I like to be on the phone. You know, so I'm there. Call me and I'll pick it up. You know, it says to trust God, help other, and give it away. That's what this program's about. Because when you start doing that kind of stuff, things are a little bit easier. Even when it's your turn in the barrel, even if it's your turn in the barrel, just accept it, go on. And what I love about the program, it's just today, and guess what? There's only 24 hours, and I sleep maybe 8, so that doesn't give you that much more to, you know, whatever, and go to work. So it doesn't give you that much time to be out there playing around and getting resentments and stuff like that, or giving them, you know? So, when I came in here, I made two admissions that I am an alcoholic and could not manage my life. We learned that we have a physical allergy and mental disorder, illness called alcoholism. Only relief is entirely abstinent. So if you don't pick up and drink, there's a good chance you will not get drunk today. Okay. I have it down here somewhere. I'm going to find it for you, believe it or not. Okay, do you know the Bill helped make this book? And he talks about his experience when he came into the program, what he did to make this program, and how he did do this program. And guess what? He's just like us. That's why this book of Alcoholic Anonymous, even though it was in 1935, and they made a 12x12, 1934, admitting, whatever. And it was awesome because the 12x12 didn't come in until, this is also, I can't read any small print anymore, so I have to get this big stuff. It's called a big book. Okay, it tells me right here, but I probably won't see it right away. Okay, Alcoholic Anonymous came to 1935. 18 years later, the collective of all. So if you were to help make this book, your story would be in here. And it is in here. You just got to find it. Okay, and the 12x12 was until, it's right here too. 1953, a couple years after I was born. So, gives me a long time, huh? But Bill's mentioned a lot. The doctor was in here. He's one of the ones of the three over there on that thing right there. If you have a problem with alcoholism, pretend you're on that bed. You call somebody, and we're there talking to you. We want to listen to what you have to say, and that's what I want you to do. If you have to call somebody, you could be mad at God, you can be mad at your brother, sister, mom, dad, the job, it doesn't matter. I'll listen to you. And then afterwards, if you do want to respond, I can respond for you. And I'm not going to give you what you need to hear, but I'm going to give you what it says in here. This is what I'm going to give you. So that means I have to get in this book a lot more than I usually do. And it's because of you guys I get to do this. Here it is. This is what my sponsor tells me. Use the I statement. She told me that. Use the I statement. The I statement inside this book here is 7,214 times the word I is mentioned. There used to be a little plaque, like you see these plaques right here. Must. It's in the book here. I think it's 83 times it was written must. Like you must do this or you won't get it. It's not telling that you have to. Anybody that suggests this anything to you, you do not have to take it. Just like when you come to a meeting, you do not have to take that home with you. You take what you need and leave all the rest behind, because there's going to be another meeting. There's meetings all day long and different fellowships if you need to, even the other fellowship, and even Al-Anon. Al-Anon I have a hard time with, but I'm getting there. I'm getting there. I'm going to be like somebody else that's been in there for a while. Okay, even talks about, you know how everybody says a spiritual awakening? Even talks in here that his name is Bill. Bill got his experience 7 days when he started doing the program. You know, what I really like about the book, if you like me and you can't find what you're looking for, Bill's story, page one. How can that be, right? Says there is a solution, page 17. More about alcoholism. They don't read it on this particular meeting, but they usually do on the other ones. If you actually listen to the words, that might give you what you need today as a gift. More about alcoholism, page 30. We agnostic. That doesn't mean you have to love your God or get a God. It's just that you will eventually get that. Who knows? Nobody knows but you. How it works. I love that reading. That was the first thing I told myself when I came into the program. I was going to learn how to read it, because I wanted to get what it said. Into action. Working with other. To the wives. The family afterwards. To employers. And I'll tell you what, my sponsor and I got a lot of information out of that. You really should read that. Because not only is it just employers, but it's people. The ones that you live with and the ones you don't live with. The people you work with, the people you don't work with. Honest to God, that was good. And a vision for you. I don't know if you ever read that one, but it's pretty cool. I like it. Okay, the I statement. I got that one because my sponsor told me I should use the I statement. Okay, like I said, there's a third step prayer, 7-step prayer, and 11-step prayer. I don't know if you had the opportunity to go to the convention this year, a week ago. It was small, but I'll tell you what, it's just like everything else. The people that were supposed to be there were there. The ones that weren't there, they weren't supposed to be there. So like in a meeting, if you're giving a testimony and all I have, it says two or more gathered, we have a meeting. So don't let that small room or the little less of people coming in here, that's when you're speaking or something, don't worry about it, because the one that needs to hear the message will be here to hear the message. And that's what the program's about, hearing the message. And you know what? We all have time to be in the barrel. I was in the barrel for 3 years because my daughter said she's going to live with me for one. She ended up living with me for four. Once you get them in, it's almost impossible to get them out. But I reclaimed my house. I really love my house right now. I really do. Like I said, I may not have been a good wife, but I sure knew make a good a hell of an ex-wife. And my ex and I was sitting there, and I have this big screen TV. Oh, you take one of those and turn it the TV. We're watching movies together, you know. And my sister-in-law gave me 3 iron skillets, and I showed it to him. So that was good. Okay, now, if you have a problem with acceptment, go to page 417. And it tells you, acceptance is the answer to my problem today. When I am disturbed, or it is because I found some person, place, thing, or situation, some facts of my life, unacceptable to me. You have to remember, you're only working a program, and it's your program, and it's you, that person, whoever, whatever's going on, and if you give them that space in your head, Remember, you have that little shitty committee is going to talk to you, and it's right here by your ears, and one little thing comes out, and that's speaking louder. I know. Unable, okay, to me. And I cannot find no serenity until I accept the person, place, thing, or situation as being exactly the way it is. Do you know how hard that is? Especially when you first come in. Okay. Absolutely nothing happens in God's world by mistake. Until I could accept my alcoholism, I could not stay sober unless I accepted life completely on life terms. So you know what? You're not going to be always happy, joyous, and free. It's how you react, how you respond, and what you do. If you're going to let a person run your day, you just let them steal your joy. You allowed them to steal your joy. I could not be happy. Well, I wasn't happy for a long time. I needed to concentrate not so much on what needs to be changed in the world as what needs to be changed in me and my attitude. I like that. The responsible prayer there. If you have one day, if you have 7 days or 30 days or years or number of years, guess what you get to be? The newcomer. It says, I am responsible when anyone, anywhere reaches out for help. I want the hand of AA, which is you, always to be there. And for that, I am responsible. You found the word I in there twice, right? Okay. This was the God thing, and I had to catch on to this. Abandon yourself to God as you understood him, admitting your faults to him and your fellows. And do you know how hard it is sometimes for you to admit that you did something wrong? I'll tell you what, you're going to feel a whole lot better than hanging on to it. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely to what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will certainly meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then. So when you have that God of your understanding, instead of you thinking you're going to help God, because I used to think that, he needs my help. Don't you know that? Don't you know who I am? And you know what? I have a little, it talks about that intuitive thought right here. Right? That intuitive thought. Sometimes it'll catch you in the lie, but you're the only one that's going to know that. Believe it or not, we could tell. We just don't say anything because we're respecting what you're saying. That's what I have to do, and I had to learn that. No matter what happens, no matter what's said, I can't let somebody steal my joy. And if I let someone steal my joy, I'm allowing them to steal my joy. That's what I'm responsible for. Right or wrong, it doesn't really matter. Is it that important to be right? Two rights don't make, what is it? I knew you guys would know that one. But you know what? Alcoholic Anonymous has helped me to grow up. It helped me to take life. What time is it? I can't see. I still got 15. Oh, you guys are still in trouble. Okay. Okay, I want to go back to where I started. And I do this all the time because you know what? Today I get to be a free spirit. Today I get to be myself. Today I have a captured audience and it's you. You don't have to be here if you don't want to. Nobody's keeping you here. But you're being responsible for your own recovery by listening to somebody else that might have a little message for you. Regardless if I give you something or not, don't give you anything. Like I said before, there's other meetings. Don't let the one keep you from coming to a meeting or letting somebody make you where you don't want to come to that meeting. You're giving them so much of your joy away if you don't come back. If you don't share your experience, strength, and hope, how are we going to get to know you? One of my favorite things is, if you don't speak up, how am I going to know what's going on? How am I going to know if you need any kind of help? So closed mouth does not get fed. Everybody here in this room is here to help you to stay in your recovery, if that's what you want. Sometimes you do and sometimes you don't. Sometimes you feel like it, sometimes you don't, you know. Sometimes you, this is a thing I picked up because I like to watch a lot of movies. I don't know if you guys know me, but I love movies. I watch them all day if I could. It says the road to hell is paved by good intentions. You know, it's only paved if you have good intentions. By having those good intentions, then the road to hell will not be. But if we have those intentions that we're not doing what we need to be doing, how are we helping our fellows? How are we giving them any kind of spirits? You know what? Not everybody gets it. And it's really okay. Because when it's time, believe it or not, your higher power, you may cut the string because something gave you a bad day or a bad sign or whatever. Cut that string. But my higher power is pulling it right back up and it's tying it together for you again. If you have a problem with God, my God is big enough, I will share my higher power with you. That's how big my higher power is. Not only do I have the hope, and thank God's my name now, and a person does call me by that name, and he suggested if I wanted to be called Hope, and if you guys want to call me Hope, that's fine. Because when I was in my alcoholism and I was in my disease of drugs, my name was Tootie. I don't know if any of you know what, but that's what my name was. But when I came into recovery, you guys said you wanted a first name and first name on name, so I used Arlene. Then I found out, like I said, so if you want to call me Hope, I'm not going to hold it against you. That was my birth given name, and it's okay. I love my mom. She gave me my second year cake when I celebrated the second year, and she died on the third. Is that not a God shot? I believe it was. I believe it was. And that day, she told me that the man, his name is up there, and his picture's up there too. His name is Paul. He had 48 years before he passed on. Didn't drink, didn't do drugs, but he wanted to. He wanted to smoke some marijuana to make him feel good. And I go, I'm sorry, I can't do that. I'm in recovery. What kind of an example would I give if I give you that? And you know what? My mom was so, anything I did, I thought I was doing it for good intentions. So my stepfather and I got along fine. She thought we were having relationships. Can you believe that? That's how sick my mom was. But that man was the first man in my whole life show me what love was about. Because to me, when I had love, it was sex. And I did a lot of it. But you know what? I don't have to live that way today. You know? I have an ex-husband in my house that's renting from me. Yeah, that's right. He's got his room, I got my room. My room has a lock on it, so, you know. It's not that I'm that great or anything, it's just that I have a lock on it for me. You know, I got to protect myself, and that's something you guys taught me, you know. I love the 12 steps, and believe it or not, I love the 12 traditions. And believe it or not, they have what they call a 12 concept. And I was reading in here, the steps were for me. The tradition is for you and anything outside the door. The concept is a way to live. And I only learn these things from you. I love this person that comes in here, 11 o'clock meeting all the time, and you might know him by what I'm going to share with you. But he introduces himself and he says he's an alcoholic. Why would he be here if he wasn't an alcoholic? Why would you be here if you're not an alcoholic? When you put that word out there, don't be ashamed, because I'm telling you what, it's only today. Tomorrow you may forget all about it because it's a new day, right? But we're not going to hold that against you. We're hoping you keep coming back. We're hoping that you get what you need, which is what I'm telling you is in this book. your answer's in here. It has the 12 steps and it tells you how to do the 12 steps. The 12 by 12 tells you also another way to do the 12 steps. And the traditions. I don't think, there is a little pamphlet out for the concept, I remember reading that. But I'm going to share to you what my God is that you guys gave to me. And I love this because this is where I picked up my God. Now remember, I found out I was his agent. So that means I want to be like my higher power. I am not my higher power. I just use him as an example. It says, Lord, make me a channel of thy peace. And where there is hatred, I want to bring love. That where there is wrong, I may bring the spirit of forgiveness. It doesn't matter if you're right or wrong. I want to have that spirit to give to you of forgiveness. That where there is discord, I may bring harmony. That where there is error, I may bring truth. That where there is doubt, I may bring faith. That where there is despair, I may bring hope. That where there is a shadow, I may bring light. That where there is sadness, I bring joy. Lord, grant me that I may seek rather to comfort than to be comforted. To understood than to be understood. To love than to be loved. For this is my self-forgetting that one finds. It is forgiveness that one is forgiven. It is my dying that I awaken to eternal life. Amen. And that's my higher power. And I use that guide for me to try to be the best AA person I can. I do mess up. I do get into the barrel once in a while and I roll around. Sometimes I stay on that resentment for a little bit because made me happy for a while. I don't know. You know, and I love each and every one of you. If nobody told you that today, I generally love you. I may not like what you're doing or saying or gossiping or whatever, but I still love you anyway. Don't hesitate to call me if you need someone just to listen to. If you need a ride, give one of us a call that you know is going to a meeting. Don't keep yourself from your own recovery. You're worth it. I want you to know that because I can't do it without you or you or you, and I can go all the way around this whole thing here. I can't do it without you. I need you. That's what makes it a we. We need you. There's meetings all day long. You can come late to a meeting if you have to, if you're just getting off work or picking up the kids from the babysitter or dropping the kids off to school. Don't hesitate to come to a meeting. And if they laugh at you and say you're always late because they tell me that every Sunday, well, I scared them all. I came early today because I only have today, you know. And I want you guys to know, if it wasn't for you guys to be here right now, I wouldn't get what I need from you guys right now because you're listening to me, what you all taught me, what the big book has taught me, what the 12 by 12 taught me. You guys taught me how to live life on life terms. Do you know that was, I didn't know I wasn't living on life terms. I knew I was living, but I didn't know it wasn't life terms. I was living on resentments, disorder, controlling, manipulating. I was doing all that kind of stuff and I thought I was having a joyful life. A friend of here comes in here and we used to text a lot, but you know what? She's got a life today. It's not that I'm not mad at her. She's not mad at me. We see each other when we're supposed to. It says she always puts down their progress, not perfection. Progress, not perfection. And guess what? I'm allowed to be a progress and I don't have to be perfect. I'm allowed to make mistakes. I'm allowed to be ugly if I want to. But I need to learn how to take the consequences when I do something like that. You know, I don't like to step on people's toes. But shame on you if you don't tell me I did.
So thank you for letting me share.
Let's give Arlene another hand, please. I'm sorry.
Now, this is how we grow. We just got a little bud, okay? Just a little bud. And I was looking at it, and it started to open. So that means you came through the door and you admitted you're an alcoholic. Then you get a sponsor, you do the steps. You start living life on life's terms, so you start to blossom. And by doing this day after